Hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 4th of January 2024. Hope you're well and having a great week so far. I know it's back to work for many of us this week, and it certainly feels like a sudden change, doesn't it, going back to work after just a week off that Christmas period. Although it has to be said, I certainly feel like I've got plenty more energy and plenty more vigour. That week off just seemed to do me the world of good. Now, of course, this week we have had torrential rain, particularly today. There's flooding everywhere around where I live. I don't know what it's like where you are. And the reason I bring this up, I want to make sure, obviously, you've got no damage or no flooding wherever you might be. I know a few people I've seen are having a few problems, but it will work itself out, I'm sure. One of the great things I've got to say about no-dig gardening like I practice is that it does seem to help with drainage on the soil. It's not going to solve it all completely, of course, but it does definitely seem to help. And I've seen a few people sort of saying their soil is so sodden at the moment, or what can they do in the future? And there's a lot of people who've came along and sort of said, by adding plenty of organic matter regularly, not just no dig, of course, this could be digging it in the old-fashioned way, that it improves their soil no end. So, yeah, I'm hoping that you haven't got any flooding or damage wherever you might be. Now, I'm not going to sow any seeds today. I've put the seeds in a post to you guys, and I'm always a bit reluctant to do them so early on in the month because I never really know if you've got them just yet. I think I saw Stuart Jackson last month. It took him like 19 days to receive his, so I'm always a little bit cautious, but they are in the post, so I'm going to hold off sowing seeds today. Instead, what I want to talk to you about, first of all, my plans for the weekend. Last time I looked, it looks like the weekend weather is going to be pretty good at long last. I'm hoping we're going to get a bit of sunshine. I don't mind it being cold, and I do believe it's going to turn cold, but just a nice bit of sunshine. So my plans for this weekend, Saturday, going to head down to the allotment. I want to see if we've got any seed potatoes. Now, seed potatoes are currently for sale in the garden centres, I've seen. But what I did last year is I took a few potatoes when I was planting them out, and I've planted them separately. And what I want to see is, and I've left those in the ground, I want to see if we've got seed potatoes that I can replant this year. Idea being, it will save me a few quid. Once that is done, I've just got a little bit of tidying up to do, especially around the compost bins and area. I want to prune my blackcurrant bush on the allotment and then mulch all under the trees and bushes as well. Seems like a constant thing at the moment, but pruning is going to be a regular job throughout January. Now, moving on from that, at home, the home garden is pretty decent at the moment, but I do need to have a bit of a tidy up. These are things like our plastic pots that seem to blow around, breed and collect, and I want to just try and get those tidied up so that that frees up a bit of the area. I've also got some wood that needs cutting up. These are like our old ivy branches that I cut down a couple of years ago. We've been seasoning that wood. It's now time that I get it cut down and ready, especially if it goes cold next week. We can then use it on our open fires. In terms of seeds, now, over the last couple of weeks, we've sown aubergines and sweet peppers, as you know. They are germinating quite nicely at the moment. Every day, I'm seeing a few more pop up, and I've moved those out of one heated propagator up to the other. That's given me a bit more space in the heated propagator, so I'm going to sow some more chilies and some more aubergines in there. I did say that our chilies were being attacked by something, I think slugs and snails, and that now has become a bit less of a problem. What I actually did was sprayed some Grazer's G2, which is a calcium-based spray that deters slugs and snails, and that seems to have sorted the problem out. So that is my plans for this weekend, getting all those few tasks done. Now, because we are into January, I always like to go through a few tasks that we can be doing throughout January. But what I thought I'd do instead now is just go through my sort of January to-do list. These are things that I really want to concentrate on throughout January. Now, January for me is midwinter, and I've always said winter is the best time I feel for doing infrastructure jobs. This could be building beds, which is actually something I should have said I'm going to be doing at the weekend, hopefully. But building beds, I need to move the shed on the allotment, that sort of thing. The infrastructure jobs, the jobs that are important but are based around the actual infrastructure of our allotment or our garden. Now, when I've moved this shed, for example, and this is why it's quite an important job to do throughout January, I want to dig up my cider apple tree and my cherry tree to move those into a bit of a better location. And that's why it is quite important for me to get that done throughout January. Other things that I want to do throughout January is tidying up the allotment and the garden, just making sure it's a little bit tidier. Now, when I say tidy up, I mean just neatening and tidying things up, things like plastic pots or just bamboo canes and general things like that. I don't want to start clearing away any of our dead plant material. The reason that I don't want to do that is that it becomes a bit of a home for wildlife, and I like to leave that there so that they still have a home. So things like that I will leave. I guess the way to define it would be our man-made untidiness. That's what I really want to get tidied up. Mulching, obviously, trees and bushes. That's an important thing, I think, to do throughout January. And the pruning of our fruit trees and bushes is something that I'm going to be doing quite a bit throughout January as well, particularly on the allotment. I've already said about the blackcurrant. All our currant bushes, our raspberries, are whatever it may be, apple, cherry, not cherry actually, just stone fruits, but anything that isn't a stone fruit, I will be looking to prune throughout this month. And then I guess the final thing that I want to do, I've got a few pots in, plants in pots, sorry, and some of those need to go into bigger pots, so I'm going to be looking at doing that as well. So pretty busy time throughout January. Those are the things I'm really focusing on. There are, of course, many other jobs that we could also be doing. So on the checklist, and I've just realised I've still got that listed as December's checklist. It should be January, but on your newsletter, you will see on the back page, we've got dig over and mulch empty beds when frost-free. Well, that's the same as what we were doing throughout December. Prune fruit trees, bushes and vines, as I've already said. Feed birds if possible. We haven't got our flock down this year, so that's certainly something that we can be doing. Planting bare-rooted fruit trees and bushes. I've seen, in fact, some supermarkets are now starting to sell these bare-rooted fruit trees. I think the range as well. Pretty cheap to buy. Not always the most reliable labels on those, but they are pretty cheap to buy. And you can even buy them from garden centres and things like that if you really want to. Online nurseries are probably best for bare-rooted fruit trees and bushes. Sort out and organise the seeds. I think that's quite an important task to do. I've already done mine, but it's something that we can do throughout these darker evenings. Clear out old weeds and old crops. Now, I put that down as only if necessary. As I said earlier, I like to leave some of this material for insects and wildlife to habitat in. But if it is necessary, then we need to do that. Bean trenches, filling up these trenches with compostable waste, particularly kitchen waste, is pretty good for this. That's something that I'm going to do as well. Covering winter brassicas with netting to protect them from pigeons, something we could do too. And of course, keeping a fleece handy just to protect any plants should we get this cold weather. Again, down here on the coast, we are looking at the lower temperatures this week, but it doesn't look like it's going to quite be hitting freezing. Tackle any infrastructure tasks, already said that. Lift and divide any rhubarb plants that are over 5 years old. You could also look at forcing rhubarb soon as well, actually. Something we might do pretty soon. Protect peaches and nectarines from rain by placing those under cover. Mine are in the greenhouse because they're in a easy to move pot. Protecting fig tips from frost. Again, just a fleece covering will work for that. Applying grease bands to prevent any trees and pests from causing future damage. Again, I'm not a fan of this, but it is certainly something to do. And then finally, feeding spring cabbages with a high nitrogen plant feed, such as chicken manure. So that's another list of things that we can be doing throughout January. Right, guys, I'm going to call this one a night. Thank you so much for joining me. I do want to say I've had a lot of great response to the monthly audio newsletter. That seems to have gone down quite well. So that's going to be something we do a bit more of in the future. Right, guys, let me know what your plans are for this weekend. Please do go to our Facebook group and let us know as well. And until next time, please take care.